Hey everybody, Jessica Lane here and welcome back to Stress Detox Daily. I'm so glad you're tuning in because today we're diving into something super powerful. Forgiveness. And no, I don't mean waving a magic wand and pretending everything is peachy keen. This is about understanding how holding on to anger, resentment, and hurt actually harms us more than anyone else. Ever feel like that knot in your stomach just won't loosen? Or maybe you have these repetitive thoughts circling back to something someone did or said? Yeah, that's often the residue of unaddressed bitterness. Let's face it, life throws curveballs. Sometimes those curveballs come in the form of people who let us down, hurt us intentionally or unintentionally, or just plain rub us the wrong way. It's natural to feel anger, sadness, even betrayal when that happens. But here's the thing. Holding onto those negative emotions is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It literally keeps you trapped in a cycle of pain, stress, and negativity. So, how do we break free? How do we actually forgive someone, and ourselves, without condoning their actions? Here are five key takeaways that might just change your perspective. First, forgiveness isn't about them, it's about you. This is all about taking back your power. It's recognizing that you can choose to release the hold those negative emotions have on you, regardless of whether they apologize or acknowledge their wrongdoing. Think of it like this. You are choosing peace and clarity over being consumed by anger. Second, forgiveness isn't about forgetting. Remember that saying, forgiveness doesn't mean condoning. It means acknowledging what happened, learning from it, and choosing not to let it define your future. You can still remember the hurt, but you don't have to be defined by it. Third, forgiveness is a process, not an event. It takes time, patience, and often some serious self-reflection. Be kind to yourself, and understand that there will be ups and downs along the way. Just keep coming back to the intention of releasing those negative emotions. Fourth, sometimes, seeking professional guidance can be incredibly helpful. If you're struggling with deep-seated anger or resentment, a therapist can provide support and tools to navigate the forgiveness process in a healthy way. Remember, there's no shame in asking for help. Finally, and this is so important, forgive yourself. We all make mistakes. We all have moments where we mess up. Holding onto self-blame keeps you stuck in a cycle of negativity. Practice self-compassion, learn from your experiences, and move forward with grace. You deserve it. Okay. So let's bring this down to earth. Imagine this. Your coworker, let's call him Mark, is always hogging the office printer, forgetting to refill the paper, and generally being a pain in the neck. It's driving you crazy. You find yourself snapping at him, holding grudges, and feeling resentful every time he even walks into the room. Sound familiar? Holding onto that anger isn't going to make Mark magically change his ways. It just creates more stress for you. So, how do you shift your perspective? Instead of dwelling on Mark's annoying habits, try focusing on solutions. Could you talk to him directly about the printer situation? Maybe suggest a system where everyone takes turns being responsible for refills? Or perhaps, focus on cultivating positive interactions with other colleagues. By shifting your energy and taking proactive steps, you reclaim control over your own well-being and create a more positive work environment. Remember, forgiveness doesn't mean condoning their behavior. It means choosing not to be consumed by it. So, let's recap. Forgiveness is about reclaiming your power, releasing negativity, and creating space for peace and growth. It's a journey, not a destination, so be kind to yourself along the way. And remember, you deserve to live free from the weight of past hurts. Now go out there and start letting go. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from hearing these words. Head over to our social media pages and let me know your thoughts. What are some ways that you found forgiveness helpful in your own life? Until tomorrow, stay strong, stay positive, and keep detoxing that stress.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.